Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport /fly healthy.
Cincinnati's Q102, Jeff and Jen, 7:15, Friday show.
Woo woo.
We doing anything special? We ordering in anything?
Oh, I don't know. Did you want to?
I don't know. It just felt like...
We've been in this building for a while now, and we have not once ordered DoorDash, Uber Eats, nothing.
I know. We've been...
We've always been going to you for that, Jen. We get our cues from ordering food
that responsibility.
From you.
Okay.
Follow your lead on that.
Yes, we do.
Oh, okay.
We have to go to our resident food ordering expert, Jen Jordan.
Well, that is true. I am good at it.
But we spent the first few weeks in here just trying to get acclimated and used to the place.
We didn't really have time to eat.
No, and we haven't really gotten to know our neighbors.
Like the Chick-fil-A that I can see from where I sit right now.
The Chick-fil-A, got your Canes, got your chicken salad chick, let's see, what is that? Condado?
Yeah, Condado Taco. There. That's a good place.
What's the name of the Mexican restaurant with the tall margaritas?
Mi Cozumel.
That's going in over there by where Bar Louie was.
Oh, yeah.
Just saying, we need to go hit that up for a creative session at some point.
I'm in.
Yeah. Or maybe just do the show from there.
Or that. You know, Oakley Kitchens across the street here.
We have all these nice little picnic tables outside now. We can go out and have a little picnic.
They're setting them
up.
So
true. Mm-hmm.
Yep. So when they say, why don't you take the show out on the road? We're like, we'll take it out on Kennedy Avenue. How about that?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Like, we can walk there.
When we get a non-humid day, like maybe later in the fall, maybe we'll do it before a Bengals game and we'll call it our
tailgate.
We'll tailgate out there in our little picnic zone.
Okay.
Just an idea.
Yeah, it is going to be nicer today, actually. Less humid. It feels like it's been hazy, hot, and humid forever. And today we're going to see the humidity come down a little bit, clearing skies, less warm too. High of 82 instead of the usual 90 we've been seeing.
That'll
every day.
Be nice.
Right now, 71 here at Cincinnati's Q102. Congratulations, Joey Votto, setting a new franchise record.
This is cool.
Hit his 8th home run in 6 games yesterday afternoon with 2 runs hit in the first against the Cubs. How about that?
That is amazing.
Love it.
You know, he is just an all-around amazing dude, though, because I saw a video that Lindsey Patterson put up on our Q102 Facebook page where he was at, I believe he was in Chicago, and there was this little tiny Reds fan. I don't know. He must have been like 5 or 6 or something. And he was standing at the top of the aisle, and he yelled at him. He was like, hey, buddy, come here. And so he comes running down, and this is during the game, and he just gets a ball out and gives it to this little kid, and the little kid just runs off. I mean, it's just little stuff like that.
Yeah, he's the first player in Reds history to homer in 6 consecutive games. He hit 2 home runs, 2 games in a row on Tuesday and Wednesday. Prior to Thursday's homer, he was the 37-year-old Votto is the 9th hitter in Reds history dating to 1900 to homer in 5 straight games. That's pretty impressive.
What's the league record? Like how many I just can't imagine there's that many players that have hit home runs in 6 consecutive games. He's got to be close to a league. I haven't heard anybody talking about it.
No. So you want to know what the lead record is?
The league record on
home runs in a year or?
No, home runs in consecutive games.
The MLB record for consecutive games with a home run is 8. Dale Long, 1956, Don Mattingly, 87, Ken Griffey Jr., 93, all tied for it.
Oh, wow.
So he has 6?
Yep. 6 games, so he's got 2 more to tie.
Go, Joey, go.
Joey Votto, first pitch, high fly, deep left. Tyler O'Neill bends back, and it's gone! And he unleashes a towering shot! 3-run homer! Joey Votto is locked in. Votto unloads. Hammers that one, deep shot to right. Skies that ball to deep left center. Oh, he knew it. Dropped the bat. So he rips it. Joey Votto bangs. Votto gets into a breaking ball. Shot deep to left. He did it again. Votto whacks it. Right center field. Well hit and deep and gone. Joey Votto's done it again.
Yeah.
Super cool.
How about that?
They play the Mets tonight out there in New York for a couple games.
That'll be exciting to see. I hope he does it. Jen said, if you're going up against those pitchers, are you talking to the pitcher like, maybe just one fastball down the middle?
Can he just a little on the little inside?
We can wait until the eighth inning.
Right.
Yeah. No problem, buddies. And we'll go to give Carl and Johnny wink. After.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yep. I got the drink.
Pick me up.
They're on me.
Warhead's Hard Seltzer now exists.
Oh, my goodness. Hmm. That's got to be super sour.
People Magazine is saying it is the nostalgic drink of the summer. They partnered with a brewery in New York for it, I guess, because everyone who loved that candy is now over the age of 21.
Huh. Were, they coming? Were you guys fans? Did you ever used to do the Warhead where you would suck on it sour and it had like the fizz in the middle?
I don't know if I've ever even had one. What is it called, a Warhead?
Yeah. So it's like in a little plastic thing. And it's almost like a lozenge. Lozenge.
All right, I've seen these,
and
but I've never had one.
The head is like popping off the top of the guy.
Yeah, no.
And they're really sour. And when you get to the inside, it has like a little fizzy.
I'm not big on the sour stuff. I just like pure sugar. Like, I'd rather take that little tube that looks like a straw and just pour the sugar directly into my mouth.
Just let me grab a loss.
Mm-hmm.
They come in four flavors: watermelon, black cherry, blue raspberry, and green apple. Let's see. Those all sound good.
I am a green apple fan.
Yeah.
But more the Jolly Rancher.
Yeah, same.
Mm-hmm.
And the watermelon. Not too sour. Also, a video about Pez dispensers is going viral.
I saw this. This is mind-blowing, people. This is one of those situations in life where Tim was talking yesterday, where you watch TikTok and you're like, oh my gosh, you just enriched my life with this knowledge.
Yeah. It claims that we've been loading the Pez dispensers wrong all this time. And if you shove an unopened pack in the bottom, it removes the wrapper for you.
So what happens is you put it in at the bottom, and the white part that you used to load individually comes out the top. And then you push the white part down, and it takes the package off but keeps the Pez.
I mean, it's genius, right?
I wondered if it really worked. Like, this is one of those things where I was like, I got to try this for sure.
But you did.
No, because I don't have any Pez.
No.
That's not something that we normally have around our home.
Yeah. It says if you shove an unopened pack in the bottom of the Pez dispenser, it will remove the wrapper for you. But then Pez shot back with their own video saying it's not true.
Oh, well, so, see, there you go.
I don't know.
Why do people got to lie about these things?
Because they want to become trendy.
Well, I don't know that they even necessarily lie about it. You know, maybe it worked for them. But Pez's point is that, hey, we didn't design it that way. Like, that wasn't our intent.
Yeah. It just... But sometimes with, like, TikTok videos, the way that a lot of them work is, like, they'll show you, and then they black screen, and then they come back, and it's magically has happened. You know? So it's not like they're showing you...
You don't see it from start to finish.
You do not. It's like, it zooms in, zooms out, ta-da!
Yeah.
You know? So some of them I don't believe. And you shouldn't, clearly, because this is why.
Yeah, if you can even find Pez.
No, it's
out
there.
The weirdest things. Yeah, no, I'm talking about like these product shortages, you know, these random things that like all of a sudden you can't find. And seems like everything that isn't quite right, they're finding a way to blame it on the pandemic. Well, you know, the pandemic.
Slowed everything down.
Yeah.
Not enough people are going to work to make the product. We don't have the resources to make the product.
I can't find ridged potato chips. Well, that's wrong.
They said now
having
that
supply chain issues still.
I just read this morning that the prices of Christmas toys are going to be at an influx because of the chain of
supply chain issues.
That the toys, especially if you want like the hottest toy, it's going to be even harder to get the hottest toys this year because of supply chain.
Mm.
Yeah, the pandemic has caused a lot of shortages due to disruptions in labor, resources, and logistics. But this might be the most random one yet. Washington State is dealing with a shortage of license plates. License plates.
Of all things, what? Do they still make those in prisons?
I don't think so.
On the movies, they do.
Right.
So licensing agents are issuing temporary tags instead, which are those paper license plates that are only good for, what is it, like 60 days, and then they have to be either replaced or renewed?
Yeah, Jen.
So that's a hassle.
Unless you're Jen Jordan.
Unless you're Jen, you can use them for a year and a half.
That's right.
Oh, really? Did you drive around with one for that long and get away with it?
Maybe.
Oh, sweet. Yeah, the Department of Licensing has not said when the license plate supply chain will be restored, but they've increased staffing and outsourced production to another state in the hopes of getting things back on track. In the state of Massachusetts, I had to deal with a registry of motor vehicles on behalf of my late mother.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to take care of some things, and they are so overworked there and so short-staffed.
It's crazy. Mm-hmm.
Almost everything now is required to be done online. And yeah. There are very few things that will get you into the building to actually deal with a human being. And I just happen to have one of those things that needed to be done. And while I was in there, I overheard the employees talking and some people discussing how in the state of Massachusetts, there's so many people. It's just concentrated with so many people, especially in the city of Boston, that the vintage license plates have become are now in high demand. Like the lower numbered license plates are in such high demand because the numbering system on the plates has just gotten, they've got so many digits and so many letter and number combinations that they're running out of numbers.
For cars?
For cars.
Wow.
Yeah. So
that's funny.
Yeah. And so they're coming out with like these different styles, these different vintage plates. Some of the older vintage plates that are retired, they're putting back into service. Cleaning them up.
Have you guys ever had personalized plates?
Yeah.
No.
I did for a while.
When
we were
in
Tampa, that was kind of representative of the station we were working for.
Oh, okay. Yeah. It's funny.
You always did. Yeah.
I did.
I remember
yeah.
when you worked here, you did. Not that you weren't.
I don't think I've had. Have I had? Yeah. I don't know if I have since working.
Yeah, how that one car you
here.
had your old plate on it. Remember the Jennifer or whatever?
No.
Wasn't that your car?
Nope. My parents have a personalized plate that they have had since I was 15. They have the same plate. Since then.
I thought for some reason and it you was, had a personalized
plate. Yeah, we thought that was yours.
I did. Yeah. No. I've had a bunch. The worst one was when, because my best friend's little brother could never say Jennifer, and he called me Jeffer. So at one point, I had this plate, I don't know, Jeffer, and then there was a number. It was J-E-F-U-R, and then a number down in Florida. And I was at a stoplight, and the car next to me, there were a couple of dudes in it, and they were like motioning at me to roll down my window. So I rolled down my window, and they said, "Your license plate. Does it say Jeffer or Heifer?"
Oh, boo.
So I got rid of that
one.
Yeah. It says move out of my way, buddy.
Move out of the left lane there, Jenny.
And I'm like, Jeffer, shut up.
Well, mine wasn't that clever, but I was so stoked to be working at this job and that I got in Tampa that I wanted something on the license plate to reflect that. So the name of the radio station at the time, we called it Power 93, also known as the Power Pig.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had my license plate PWR and then PM because I did afternoon drive, hence mm-hmm. the PM. So mm-hmm. it basically said Power PM. But then someone told me that when you have a vanity plate, you kind of become a target of cops in a way. Like it just draws unwanted attention, so mm-hmm. they tend to notice, like, if you have a busted taillight or a headlight or if you're speeding.
I wonder if that's true.
And the perception is that people with vanity plates are kind of douchey, so.
See.
Immediately, I'm like, well, I'm getting rid of that.
It's the whole, yeah.
I mean, I don't know if it's true or not, but.
Well, it's just like the same thing, you know, that cops target cars that are like bright yellow
or red.
Or
yeah, sports
cars. Orange. Right. See, I would love to get a bright yellow sports car.
You
like
totally
a bright
should.
Yellow. Like, but I don't think I need to be
like
drawing any additional attention to myself while I'm in that left lane.
I will say
because I'm not giving up the left lane.
Yeah, but you could outrun them in that car.
I might.
But I will say that when you do see a yellow sports car, you look at it. Like immediately because it is so bright.
The Toyota Spider, I spotted one of those the other day and it was yellow and I'm like, oh.
Oh, you should get that.
And it's a Toyota, which I am, you know, totally brand loyal.
Yeah, but the Spider's pretty
badass.
And
my friends that carry Toyota, I know. I don't even know what the sticker is on that, but I would love. I always said when Jacob was old enough that this whole SUV thing I would graduate from and get back into sports cars.
I think he's old enough.
You think so?
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't know. Anytime I talk to him about it, he doesn't want any part of it.
I was having trouble thinking what that car looked like. It is quite fancy.
You didn't want any animals in your house, and now you have a farm.
I do.
So.
I do.
Maybe just get the yellow car and see what he likes about it.
I mean, can you afford a fun car? Like, you know how you can have like a real, like your family car, blah. And then a fun car.
And then a fun car.
You gotta have something you can drive there, in the snow.
That's a dream. Someday, maybe, I'll be able to have a second car.
Jacob's in. He's all about it.
Because I wouldn't want to drive that in the middle of winter.
Mm-mm.
I would need a different car. I would need, you know, my four-wheel drive for that.
Yeah.
But in the summertime, that
I'll
would be
awesome.
I'll tell
you what, when they were working on my front end, which I didn't even know what the issue was, but they took that car for almost a month. And they gave me that faster, souped up, whatever that was.
I mean,
spoiled? That gets in your blood, man.
Yeah.
Like when you have that kind of power and that kind of handling.
Isn't it fun?
Like, okay, I see why people drop that kind of dough if they're lucky enough to have it.
Yeah.
And buy cars like that.
Yeah.
Because it's fun. It was fun.
It is so fun.
But so, I know that like everybody's looking at me thinking, what a D-bag. Look at this guy, you know?
Who's he think he is?
Right.
What was that Christian Grey car you used to like?
Oh, the
Audi. That was an Audi. That
R8. Was that an R8 or
I
something?
Think so. That's pretty
now
sweet.
That was
pretty
sweet.
Yeah.
That would be great.
Yeah. Yeah. I do, though. I want another convertible someday. It'll happen.
It'll happen.
I just know it.
Yep.
Even if it's an old 1996 Toyota Celica that I find for $2,000 somewhere.
Oh, my God. We should chip in and buy one for her.
I hope you do. Yes, I agree.
I would seriously do that. That could be your second car. Yeah.
That could be it.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show Podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport / fly healthy.